Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. High gas prices actually do seem to be discouraging drivers. The Department of Transportation says the number of miles driven on U.S. highways in May was down by 3.7% compared to the year before. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us. Amy, has there ever been a decline in driving like what we're seeing now?
Not quite like this, Alex. May was the seventh month in a row that people in this country cut back on their driving. Between last November and May of this year, people drove more than 40 billion fewer miles on U.S. highways than they did the year before. We have had declines in the past, during the oil price shocks of the 1970s. But the declines have never been this steep in such a short period of time. I talked with Jack Basso today. He's with the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials. And he says what we're seeing is unprecedented.
Working at DOT in those days, and we did not see this degree of or kind of pattern where you saw this kind of precipitous drop.
Now, of course, the big reason for this is the price of gas. We've been seeing all kinds of evidence that people are changing their behavior, switching to more fuel-efficient cars, using mass transit in much greater numbers. And officials are starting to worry about what this shift means for the highway system.
Well, you would think that fewer drivers means less wear and tear on the road. But indeed, there are concerns about the highway system. What is that?
Well, with people driving less, they're buying less gasoline, and that takes a big bite out of federal and state tax revenue. We now pay 18.4 cents a gallon in federal taxes, and most states charge about that much. So that's a lot of money not going into government coffers and paying for highways and mass transit. The Federal Highway Trust Fund is facing a budget deficit of several billion dollars this year. And meanwhile, construction costs are going through the roof. I read a statistic in the Wall Street Journal today that in one out of every 7 miles of road in this country, the pavement is, quote, not acceptable. So this is clearly a bad time to be running out of money.
But the government indeed does want people to conserve fuel, drive less. Still, it has to pay for the highway system. Are they going to change the formula for how this is done?
Well, Congress is working on a bill that would close that budget gap in the Highway Trust Fund, but President Bush has threatened a veto. One option would be to raise the federal gas tax, but that's pretty hard to do politically, especially right now when you've got politicians like John McCain talking about gas tax holidays. So we're likely to see a lot more toll roads and things like partnerships with the private sector to bring in investment.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.